Today is December 2nd, 2022, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. It says Boy Scouts can save forests. Boy Scouts within a few years could reforest the logged-off areas of the state of Washington, according to Frank D. Hobie, Grace Harbor's youngest logger and a recent purchaser of the Cook Creek unit of the Quinault Reservation timber. Reforestation work could begin right here in Grace Harbor County, said Hobie, in discussing the reforestation question this morning. Companies of Boy Scouts could plant a section a year on their annual vacation encampments, and considerable friendly rivalry among various companies on their undertaking would no doubt result in fine forests, increasing the wealth of the state and giving back to the soil the source of Washington's greatest industry. In discussing the plan, Hobie stated that seedlings for the reforestation might be furnished by the Forestry Department of the university. Scout companies could guard their plantings, doing the necessary light cultivating for the first few years, fire and other protection to be furnished by the state. The idea is not a new one, stated Hobie, as it is being successfully carried out by scout organizations in Europe. Frank Hobie and his brothers, Edwin and Herman, have just completed the survey for 11 miles of railroad through their Cook Creek timber and expect to commence construction of the road in the spring. Mr. Hobie began logging at the age of 12 when he operated a donkey engine in his father's logging camp, standing on an apple box to reach the valves. In other news, gives her blood to save another. Up in St. Joseph's Hospital, a young girl, 19 years old, is making an uphill struggle against the ravages of weeks of typhoid. And at her home in Montesano, Miss Ernestine Foss, nursing in training, is recovering from weakness induced Sunday when she gave 14 ounces of her blood in an effort to save the girl's life. The patient is a high school student and earns her living assisting in the hospital kitchen. Several weeks ago, she contracted typhoid, and a weakened heart condition, which she has suffered since infancy, has made her chances for recovery precarious. Rapidly failing strength on Sunday caused her physician to resort to blood transfusion, and the blood of Miss Foss was found suitable. The success of the operation will not be known for several days. In the meantime, the eyes and hearts of the nurses and sisters of the hospital staff turn often to the little room where the young patient is struggling for life, watched by her only living relative, a sister, very little older than herself. And finally, boy of 12 wins turkey guessing Otto's appetite. Frank Wylam, 12 years old, provided his parents with their Thanksgiving turkey Thursday, and at the same time indicated that he is some guesser, or has taken a keen interest in automobile engines and their capacity to consume gas. Frank took the job of being the family provider from his father from the offer of D.O. Ellison, manager of the Hoquiam Motor and Company, Incorporated, to give prizes to the two persons coming the nearest to guessing the length of time the engine of a stock Ford would run on a tank full of gasoline without stopping. Frank's father, Frank C. Wylam of 410 6th Street, said his son did his own guessing. The father guessed 14 hours and 20 minutes. The demonstration was made in front of the company's office and sales room, which, by the way, are leaving tonight for their spacious new home at 7th and J Streets. The car was taken from stock to the front of the building, its rear wheels jacked up, and the engine started. It consumed 8 3/4 gallons of gasoline, running without stopping for 22 hours and 28 minutes. Owing to the fact that the car was jacked up, the entire capacity of the tank, 9.5 gallons, could not be used. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on December 2, 1922. With the chill of the season now upon us, we invite you to step into the warmth of the Polson Mansion by spending a leisurely hour or two exploring Grace Harbor County's history at the Polson Museum in Hoquiam. Through December 31st, we're open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4 for you to enjoy the museum as well as shop our store, which is well stocked with locally relevant books for the reader on your Christmas list. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.